Charlotte's one-day Republican National Convention is over. In a surprise visit, President Trump spoke to delegates at the convention center, taking shots at Democratic Governor Roy Cooper and repeatedly saying Democrats want to steal the November election. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
North Carolina GOP Party Chair Michael Whatley gave the nominating speech for President Trump inside a ballroom at the convention center.
And he has put America first by standing up to China and negotiating treaties like the USMCA and Phase One China trade deal, which treat American farmers, manufacturers, and small businesses fairly. Promise made, promise kept.
Then a roll call began. It was interrupted twice, once for a speech by Vice President Mike Pence and again by Trump, who said he wanted to surprise delegates with his appearance. From the start of his speech, he talked about what's likely going to be a key theme over the next 2.5 months. Democrats are trying to cheat. He made unsubstantiated claims about mail voting and fraud.
Now, if you want to really drive him crazy, you say 12 more years. Because we caught them doing some really bad things in 2016. Let's see what happens. We caught them doing some really bad things. We have to be very careful because they're trying it again with this whole 80 million mail-in ballots that they're working on, sending them out to people that didn't ask for them. They didn't ask. They just get them.
He mentioned the 2018 9th Congressional District race in which a political operative working for Republican Mark Harris is accused of illegally collecting mail ballots. Trump said Harris has been treated unfairly.
And then they have harvesting. They get guys to go, "Do you want to vote?" "No, not really, but I have a ballot." "All right, good. Who's it for?" "Sleepy Joe Biden. I'll put it here, son." "Okay, can I have it?" And they'll take it. In fact, harvesting is illegal in your state.
That's the collection of completed mail-in ballots.
They wanted to put a Republican, fine man, a pastor, they wanted to put him in jail because he harvested. Now they want to make harvesting legal all of a sudden. They'll put him in jail as a Republican, right? If he was a Democrat, they wouldn't even be thinking about it.
The Wake County District Attorney is not pressing charges against Harris. But at the start of the pandemic, the North Carolina Democratic Party did propose loosening the rules on mail ballots to make it easier for people to vote during COVID. It's still illegal to harvest mail ballots in the state, but North Carolina's Board of Elections now only requires one witness signature on mail ballots instead of two.
Right.
They're using COVID to defraud the American people, all of our people, of a fair and free election. And we can't do that.
At least one pro-Trump organization is mailing people ballot request forms in the state, the very thing the president told delegates is suspect. Charlotte's RNC only lasted a half day. The GOP held 2 days of national committee meetings at the Westin Hotel over the weekend before heading across the street to the convention center Monday morning. To satisfy Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, all 336 delegates and convention staff were tested twice, and the convention's health director said everyone would be wearing masks. But during Monday's meeting, a large number of delegates didn't wear them. That alarms Mecklenburg Health Director Gibby Harris, who asked RNC officials to enforce the mask requirement. Trump took a few shots at Cooper, talking about their standoff earlier this summer over how many people could attend.
He actually told me this. We had an arena that holds 19,000 people. It was totally jammed, sold out. Every hotel was full, everything. And I called him. He said, "But we have a shutdown going on. And according to the rules and regulation," now this is 19,000. He did say it. I don't think he'll deny it. But he said, "According to the rules and regulations, the most people you're allowed to have in that room," meaning that arena, he viewed it as a room, "is 10 people.
In talking about the pandemic, Trump portrayed himself as someone who has saved lives with his travel ban from China. The president mentioned the lives lost to the pandemic. The U.S. per capita death toll from COVID is now approaching that of hard-hit Western European countries like Italy, Spain, and the U.K.
But we can never forget the 175,000 people, which will go up. Remember this, though. We saved millions because if we didn't move and if I didn't put the ban on highly, heavily infected people coming to our nation from China that everybody told me not to do.
Charlotte's part of the convention is now over. And while the GOP fought with Cooper and many in the city were reluctant to host, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel thanked Charlotte Democratic Mayor Vi Lyles for being supportive. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.